Today, West Virginians gathered to say farewell to a whitewater rafting pioneer. There was a memorial service in the town of Oak Hill for John Dragan, who died Saturday at age 62 after suffering a stroke. In the late 1960s, Dragan and his brothers founded a company to give ordinary people a chance to experience extraordinary thrills. They offered guided raft rides on the New River. Years ago, commentator Michael Ivey was one of those guides, and he has these thoughts on his friend.
In the summer of 1968, John Dragan, his wife Mel, his brothers Tom and Chris, took four people on a rafting trip down the New River in West Virginia. Three of the four people were actually paying customers, and on that trip, an industry was born. John's company, Wildwater Expeditions Unlimited, would set the standard for outdoor recreation outfitters all over the country. In America in 1968, if you added up everyone that had ever been on a whitewater river trip, there may have been 10,000 people who had done it. Maybe not that many. But this guy, John Dragan, was the sort of person that opens up new territory, a pioneer, a great explorer, or even one better, a visionary. The local people there in that part of West Virginia thought he was nuts, just for even messing with the river. And come on, no way is anyone actually going to pay good money to put their life on the line on that river. What the people didn't realize, that as far back as 1960, John was an American Red Cross water safety and canoeing paddling instructor over on the Pymatuming Lake in Pennsylvania. So nobody put their life on the line any more than they had to. John Dragan's initial investment of two Army surplus rafts and a pickup truck grew into a successful business that spawned imitators. Right now, there are 14 or 15 outfitters on the New River, and every one of them, as well as other outfitters worldwide, have borrowed something from the John Dragan River trip. John Dragan loved what he did, so he built that attitude into the trip. Every day is a beautiful day on the river, so go out on the water and have the best day of your life. And oh yeah, the safest day. Here's something cool. Wildwater Expeditions, John, worked with Motorola to develop the first two-way radio system ever used by a whitewater outfitter. And now similar systems are used by all different types of outdoor recreation businesses everywhere. I mean, this guy, he led adventure expeditions to the four corners of the earth. He designed boats, was a whitewater safety and rescue techniques innovator, and the list goes on. The man touched so many lives, it's unbelievable. If you ever met him, you never forget him, or his catchphrases. Go big or go home, or if you ain't the lead dog, the scenery never changes.
Former New River guide Michael Ivey, he's now a filmmaker in Columbus, Ohio. You're listening to All Things Considered.